Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Rabbeinu Ritzvi sheyichyu, and it should also be a schus Moshe Rabbeinu Peshadina, Rabbeinu Yisrael Rabbeinu Moshe Mordechai, and the schus refuas Yitzchak ben Bracha, Moshe ben Reizel, Chai Aviva Bastila Sultana, Chai Chana Bezorona Edel, Pes Victor Bastila Rovida, Psoshachal Israel. We're going to be learning the Torah of Maran Elon Rabbiaka Moshe Charlap, Parshas Matos, Psianta Dishmaya, Omar Rav, Zeh Adavar, Kol Nevim Nitnabu Beko, Usifa Lehem Moshe Shenitnabe Beze. All the Nevim were Misnabe, prophesied with the word Ko. So it was. Moshe Rabbeinu was different. His nevuah was with the word zeh. That's Rashi. Amnam ot shtei nevuot ne'amru lo l'Moshe b'lashon zeh. There were two other nevuahs that were said to Moshe with this lashon. Parashat benot tzlafchad shenitztachu l'inaseh l'bnei shiftan u'farashat haman. The parasha benot tzlafchad. This, the Lashon was said to the Moshe with the Lashon of Zeh, that they have to marry within the Shevet. And the Parsha of the Mon was also said to Moshe with the Lashon of Zeh. Ulam shtei ha-parshiyot halalu ba'u leharot shegam hadvarim shenemru l'Moshe bahoraat sha'a lashon zeh hadavar neemru lo. Sherei parashat haman hayta inyan l'shato b'uvad v'gam mitzvat ha-nisuin l'bnei Shevet lo neemra l'dorot. ועד הרבה מצינו עוד שטו באב נתייחד ליום טוב משום שהותרו פה השפטים לעבוד זה בזה. However, these two parshias came to teach us that even things that were said to Moshe Baharas Shah as a temporary teaching, as a temporary ruling, were also said Balashon Zeh. Parshas Haman is obviously only temporary. In the Midbar they were eating man. And on the midst of Nisuin that you should marry within the Shevet is also not Lidaros. And Adarabah, we find that one of the reasons Tu B'Av is such a happy day is because the Shvatim were allowed to intermarry. Lekach adayin yesh leva'er maduin et yachada amirat zeh adava leparashat ha-nedarim. Lekach hu biuram shel dvarim. So we'd like to know why Parashas Nedarim is a lashon of zeh. We have horas shahs that are bezeh. This is a hora l'daros. This is also bezeh. So we'd like to know why amiras zeh is special for a parasha of Nedarim. So this is the explanation. There are 10 ma'amaras and 10 divras, 10 utterances with which God created the world, and 10 commandments. And the common denominator is that after 2,000 years of tohu, of chaos, Chazal tell us, came the 2,000 years of Torah. 2,000 years of tohu, followed by 2,000 years of Torah. And then the last 2,000 years of creation are the 2,000 years of the Mashiach. Before the Torah was given, even though Hu Amar Vayei Hu Tziva V'Yamod, the existence of creation is because of the Torah, it wasn't clear that the Torah had such power in the world. It looked like HaKadosh Baruch Hu removed his Hashgacha from the world and gave it to the powers of nature. Only the Achar Matan Torah comes God's rulership over the world, His Hashgacha, to a point of clarity and recognition. And that's what it says, that until Avram Avinu, nobody called Hashem Adam. Until Avram Avinu came and recognized that not only is there a creator to the world, but there is also a master to the world, a ruler to the world. No one called him Adam, but then Avram realized this, so he called Hashem Adam, realizing that Hashem is the master, not just the creator. And that's the difference between Aseres HaMa'amoros and Aseres HaDibros. That the Maimer is Hu Amar VaYehi, Hu Asher Amar VaYehi, Hu Tziva VaYamod. That God said and came into being. He commanded and it stood. The Dibur is the Gilui Koyach HaAdnus. The speech is the revelation of the power of mastery. Dibrois is Miloshin Dabar Achad Ledar, it says in the Gemara and Sanhedrin. That generation has one Dabar. Dabar is a leader. That's what speech is. Speech is leadership, is Adnus, mastery. So that's the Hu Omar Vayehi. God said and it came into being. That's the Asara Ma'amaros Hu Tziva. He commanded Vayamo. That's the Dibor L'chore. So corresponding to each one of the this Dibor shows Hashem's mastery over creation. It cannot, corresponding to each one of the 10 Ma'amaros comes a special Dibor at Matan Torah. And that's what it says, La'olam Hashem, Devarcha Nitzav Bashamayim. Shelorak Pchinat HaMa'amar Nitzavet Bashamayim, Elagam Pchinat HaDibor. It's not only the Maimer that's in Shamayim, the Dibor is also Le'olam Hashem Dvarcha Nitzav Bashamayim. Your words are standing in the heavens. So we have the Ma'amaros which come from the heavens, which come from Hashem, and then corresponding to that, the Aseres HaDibros which come from Hashem. And therefore, Dibor relates more to the mouth, which is the foundation of the revelation of the power of rulership and mastery, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commands with his mouth and we listen. This koach of dibur, of the peh, is revealed primarily through the revelation of Torah Sheba'al Peh, that with the koach of this Torah to bring to the Bechina of Gozer ve'omer, Medaber u'mekayem, God decrees and says, speaks and fulfills. That's the Koach HaDibur that brings us to fulfilling the will of Hashem, Torah Sheba'al Peh. And that's what it means when it says in the Pasuk in Isaiah, Chapter 51, verse 16, Ve'asim dvarai beficha, and I will put my words in your mouth, uvitzel yadi kisiticha, and with the shadow of my hand I will cover you, lintoa shamayim, to plant the heavens, v'lisod oretz, and to found the earth, v'lemo litziona miata, and to say to Zion that you are my nation. This means that because of the power of my words that I put in your mouth, you will have the power to, the capacity to plant the heavens and to found the earth. That's what Hashem is saying to Yeshayahu. Ve'asim dvarai beficha lintoa shamayim v'lisod aretz, to create things. And also le'mol litzion amiyata, to bring the Jewish people back to God, to say to Zion, you're my nation. With the giving of the koach hadibur to a person, there's a big chashash. There's a great concern. He might forget the source of the Dibur and relate that power to himself. This Koach HaDibur is given to us by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the danger is we're going to relate it to ourselves, and therefore it says, V'asim dvarai beficha uvitzel yadi kisiticha, I will put my words in your mouth and with the shadow of my hand I will cover you. In other words, I will guard you with the shadow of my hand, that you will feel and you will know that it is my words that I put in your mouth. Not only that, without the Betzel Yadi Kisisicha, without in the shadow of my hand I will cover you, there would be no mitzius of this bechina of asim dvarai b'ficha, of me putting my words in your mouth. So they have to go together. We have to be protected by Hashem's hand, otherwise there's no room for his word coming in our mouth to be too dangerous. And that's what it says, because we attribute it to ourselves. That's what it says, Vayar Yisrael et hayad hagdola. Vayar Yisrael et hayad hagdola asher asa Hashem b'Mitzrayim vayir'u ha'am et Hashem vayaminu b'Hashem uv'Moshe avdo az yashir Moshe. The Jewish people saw the great hand that God placed on Mitzrayim, and they feared Hashem, and they believed in Hashem and in Moshe's servant, and then they sang. Moshe was choshesh that when the Jewish people see what happens because of the power of Moshe's words, they are going to relate this power to Moshe himself. And therefore, when he saw that the Jewish people see the great hand and fear Hashem, that they recognize that the Koach belongs to Hashem and Moshe is his servant, Oz Yashir Moshe. Then Moshe is going to sing. First he saw that the Jewish people appreciated it from Hashem, and then he can sing, and then all of the Jewish people can sing along with him. There has to be both. First they recognize that it's all from Hashem. It's Yad HaGdol Asher Asa Hashem B'Mitzrayim Vayiram Asa Hashem B'Mitzrayim Hashavdo, and then they can sing. I have to realize that Moshe is just a servant and that this Koach HaDibor is not independent. Eretz Yisrael hi b'chinat Torah sheba'al peh. Kayadua, from all the Svarim, Eretz Yisrael is b'chinas Torah sheba'al peh. Yehoshua is the Levana, Torah sheba'al peh, the receiver. Eretz Yisrael is Torah sheba'al peh. Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't come in, he's b'chinas Torah shebichsav. V'asher lachen nitkena ha'mishna shehi yisod Torah sheba'al peh be'eretz Yisrael al yidei Rabbeinu HaKadosh. V'chol ha'tanaim sherubam kechulam me'eretz Yisrael hayu. And therefore, the Mishnah, which is the foundation of Torah sheba'al peh, was written in Eretz Yisrael through Rabbeinu HaKadosh. And the Tanoim were almost all from Eretz Yisrael. So Eretz Yisrael is Torah sheba'al pedik. However, the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael is only Mizgale al yedei Kol Yisrael, just like there's no Yovel Bizman Hazeh, because Ein Kol Yoshevei Aleha, like it says in Kedushin on page 37, Kemokein, Vaita et Nachalut Be'eretz Yisrael, Darush Haya Nasi Echad L'chol Mateh. וגם שלח משה את האנשים לתורת הארץ, 12 אנשים שלח מכל שבט, ולא השתתפות כל ישראל לא מתגלה נפלות קדושתה. So you have to have all of the Jews to have complete kedusha in Eretz Yisrael. You have to have the Jews there, and that's why Yovel's not noig bizman hazeh, because we're not all here in our ancestral portions. And when the Jewish people dwell in Eretz Yisrael, so it's required that there should be a nasi, there should be a leader for each tribe. Because again, there has to be the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, is because of Am Yisrael. And Rav Moshe Rabbeinu sent people to spy out the land. It was 12 people, one from each tribe. Because again, it has to come, when there's investigating Eretz Yisrael, it has to come mikoach kedushas Am Yisrael. So there's one representative from each tribe. And so to Torah Shema'al Peh, which is Bechinas Eretz Yisrael, is only revealed through the koach of all of the Jewish people who are coming into Eretz Yisrael. The Inn of Nedarim is only with Yisrael, but not B'nai Noach. ומה שאמרו ביבמות, ממזיין עמוד א', לדבריך קוטי אתה, ואין עדות לקוטי, ונאמן אתה לפסול עצמך, ואין אתה נאמן לפסול את בניך, you say that you're a guy, and there's no edus for a guy, so you can pass it yourself, you can't pass it your son. And Tosus writes that he can pass it himself because of Shabia Nafshi Chaticha Diyisura. And this din of Shabia Nafshi Chaticha Diyisura, of making something usher for himself, is Megidre Neder. So it would seem from this that this Shavya is that Nedarim are shaykh by a Kusi, because this Kusi is assering himself. He's saying, I'm a goy. So it would seem that Nedarim are shaykh to goyim. However, the truth of the matter is he's not believed about himself either to say he's a Kusi. He can only place upon himself the dinim of a Kusi because of Shavya Nafshe. And because we assume that he's really Jewish, the din of Shavya Anafshe, which is Migeder Nidorim, can be fulfilled in him. So we don't believe him when he comes along and says that I'm not Jewish. And the Mela, we allow his Shavya Anafshe to make himself into a goy, that he's answering himself, he's saying that I'm a guy. So we assume that he's Jewish, and therefore he has the koach of Shavya, because only Jews have koach hanedarim. The story there was that someone came and said he was a ger, but he was Misgaya alone. There's no Beis Din. And he didn't have Edim. So he's believed about himself, but he's not believed about the kids, again, because we don't even trust him. So he wants to Shavi himself Bavakasha, because he's Jewish. But again, a Dharma only by Jews. So, just a ha'ara and halacha, the Beis Meir asks, what's the union of Shavya over here? Even if he's a guy is an usher to marry a Jewish woman. A Jewish woman is usher to marry him. And since he's not believed l'gabei acherim, so she's muteris to him. As we only believe him, we say, okay, you think you're a guy? You think you're a guy? You can assume you're a guy. But Abbas Yisrael, but we don't believe you. So if we don't believe you, Mela Abbas Yisrael should be mutter in him, because a kusi isn't asur to Abbas Yisrael. It's Abbas Yisrael who's a surah b'kusi. And we don't believe him that he's a kusi. We don't believe him that his gerus is invalid. So Mela Abbas Yisrael should be muteres ba, and she's not. So based on what we said, we can explain as follows, that b'emes, He's really not believed about himself to say that he's a guy. But he's usher like a guy. So now, that I'm a kusi, there's no isser to marry a bas Yisrael, is because he's not chayiv in mitzvahs. And if a kusi would be chayiv in mitzvahs, then he'd be usher to marry a bas Yisrael in theory. And therefore, since be'emes he's Yisrael, we assume he's Jewish, it's Pashut, he's not allowed to bring himself to a place where the Bas Yisrael is going to have beer with him. Who omer shekutihu, ubat Yisrael asura libaelo, ela sheweinenu mechuyevet, he enenu mechuyevet lahamin lo, veyotu lefid varav asura hi lo, shuv asura lo boalam apnei lefnei ever lo titen mechshol, vumuchuyev belav ze, sherei bemet Yisraelu, mezeh shedin shavi anaf shesheach lekan, mishum lefnei ever lo titen mechshol, vechamedumeh shezeh nachon v'amiti. So if I'm understanding the Rav correctly, what he's saying is as follows. This guy says that he's not Jewish. As far as being a non-Jew goes, so then he's allowed to be with the Bas Yisrael. The Bas Yisrael doesn't have to believe him that he's a non-Jew, because he's only Naman Klapei Atzmo and not Klapei others. So she doesn't have to believe him. The only problem is that Lefi Dvarav, she's a Surah to him. And therefore he can't have relations with her, because of Lifnei Iver. He's being machshil her in Lifnei Iver. And he's chayv in Lifnei Iver because he's really a Jew. We're assuming that he's a Jew. But Lefi Dvarav, he's a guy. So, as a guy, if the guy would be chayv in mitzvahs, then he would not be allowed to be with the Bas Yisrael, because he's machshil the Bas Yisrael. So here's a tzior of a guy who's chayv in mitzvahs, because he's a guy. Shavi and Afshi Chedichadisari is saying he's a guy, but he's chayv in mitzvahs because we're saying he's really Jewish, and therefore he can't be with the Bas Yisrael. The Rav says he thinks that this is true and correct. Amazing. Hakopanim, what do we see? We see that the Inyan of Nedarim is only shaykh to Jews. It's an amazing thing that the Jew has the power with his mouth to make something into Hekdesh. And the koach that we have, this sublime koach, koach nisgav zeh shebi Yisrael, yisado b'koach Torah shebaal peh, alei nechrat karat Hashem brit im Yisrael. Al pi hadvarim ha'ela asher sam b'fihem, latet lehem koach lentor ha'shamayim b'lisod aretz le'mor l'tzion ha'miyata, koach zeh natun lehem mi'eretz Yisrael, shegiluyei ha'kodesh shela, ba'im lidei bitui dafka al yidei rashei ha'matot, kefi shenitpa'er. V'lachein netyached inyan rashei ha'matot, v'parashat nedarim gam ken. So this koach nisgav, this sublime koach that we have, that Jewish people have, is founded in our koach of Torah Shebaal Peh, with which God made a bris. Al pi advarim ha'ela, with Torah Shebaal Peh, Hashem made a bris. So the koach of Torah Shebaal Peh is also our koach to make a neder. And we also have the power, like it says to Yeshaya, then Torah Shemayim v'lisod aretz, asim dvarai b'ficha, God puts his words in our mouth. In Yeshaya's mouth, he can plant the heavens, found the earth, and say to Tzion, you are my nation, that the Jewish people should follow Hashem. And this koach is given to them from Eretz Yisrael. And the revelation, right, because Eretz Yisrael is b'chinas Torah Shebaal Peh. And the revelation of the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael is achieved dafka by the Rashi Hamatos. That's why it was the Rashi Hamatos who went to investigate Eretz Yisrael. And that's why when they gave out the portion of Eretz Yisrael, Nasi Echad L'chol, it was given out to each Nasi, his tribe's portion. So you see that the Eretz Yisrael is given out to via the Nasiim. And the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael is linked to Kedusha Sapeh, because we only have Torah Shebaal Peh because of Eretz Yisrael. They go together, and the Nedarim, the koach of our mouth of Nedarim, also comes from Torah Shebaal Peh and Eretz Yisrael. And that's why this parsha is given to the heads of the Matos, because since Kedusha Eretz Yisrael is given to the heads of the Matos, so to the parsha of Nedarim, which comes from the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. Okay, that's stage one of our journey, and we have more to talk about. So, Mirtz Hashem, in the next shiur, Bli Neder, we will hopefully continue and see more niflaos, Mitaras Hashem. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest, most beloved friends.